We began trying to get to some of the one-way streets into two-way streets. MLK Jr. Boulevard project, big funding going on. Now it's on hold, and the reasons behind that, from what I understand, is there's some concern from residents. Let's get the scoop from our good friend Andy Kilpatrick, Lansing Public Service Director, joining us now. Hey, Andy. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So the MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard project, we had a pullback as a city. What's the scoop here? Is it, it's just basically residents said, hold on, we don't want this.
Well, I think residents wanted a little more time and some more input into sort of the design we had. So it's not that we're on hold for the two-way conversion. It's just on hold for more significant changes on MLK.
Okay, so it's the design, and what are the concerns? Because wasn't there a whole, like a, I mean, you talked to residents, there was a, you sent out postcards, I know that. What's the big concern with the design?
Well, I think we had, you know, multiple concerns. Some people were concerned about the loss of trees in that boulevard with the reconfiguration. Others were concerned that we were kind of increasing access to the neighborhood so people could get in and out earlier. And I think other people just were concerned with the fact that some of this input was, once the design was, you know, more or less complete, so they wanted input earlier in the process. And there are a number of concerns. So anytime I think you have a significant change in a roadway, whether it's, you know, the best design for traffic or not, residents want their input. And, you know, in this case, what we did is we just said we'll do minimal changes on MLK right now so we could still accommodate two-way traffic on Ottawa and Allegan. And then we'll revisit this and look at it a little further and, you know, maybe make some changes down the road.
All right. This is just kind of the way it works, isn't it? I mean, this is this isn't a big surprise that you say, well, we better put the brakes on everything. It's just sort of the way it works.
Yeah, I think anytime you have a construction project, especially one that would reconfigure a road, there are opinions and input, interest on all sides, and we're just trying to make sure that we have the time to consider that, and then hopefully we'll pick a design in the future. We'll lose the money, but it was going to be spent on the reconfiguration of MLK, and now we'll just move it back to some of the downtown streets and some signal work.
Okay, so if and when then the work on MLK comes, that money then will come from where?
So we'd have to figure out exactly what the more permanent solution would be on MLK, because the solution we have now works for the volumes that are out there now, whereas the other solution was really based on pre-pandemic volumes, and as we all know, especially with downtown, with people working from home, those volumes are lower now. So we're able to do the minor changes, and we will see what that final design would be, and then what that cost would be, and then we'll look for, you know, funding sources at that time.
Okay. Andy Kilpatrick, Lansing Public Service Director. We're talking about the work on MLK and the halt being put to it. It was planned to start the summer. This was going to happen over the summer. So pushing back, this pushes everything back to about when?
Well, so the work that we need to do to accommodate two-way traffic will still happen this summer, so somewhere between June and August, and then we'll do the two-way conversion in September. But right now we're looking at potentially a permanent solution would be in 26 or 27. We have a sewer separation project that will be starting at that time, and we'd like to coordinate whatever, you know, other changes would be at that time.
It's fascinating to me when you have a big road project or any kind of infrastructure upgrade, which obviously we all know is needed, how all of that comes together, because you've got so many elements. You've got engineers, you've got city planners, you've got public service people. I mean, let's talk about just things that we don't see on the surface. The sewer underneath has to be all changed and routed differently as well. Man, oh man, does that just happen around a big table? Do you have like a scale model of the road? You're like, well, we got to put this over here and this is going to come in like that. What's that look like?
So we do have plans that we'll look at on paper, but there are also computer models that will look at those conflicts there. Anything under the surface that, you know, otherwise, as you pointed out, people don't see. And unfortunately, I guess with engineers, sometimes we get kind of consumed with the minutiae there and don't really think about, you know, what it's going to look like on the surface and making sure that public is involved with the entire process.
Yeah, yeah. Andy Kilpatrick, our Lansing Public Service Director, has been on with us many, many times. Good friend of the show. So you got any more, open house meetings and solicitation of public going forward here? Or do you pretty much have all you need?
Well, I think we have all we need for this summer. So this project, we will let people know when those changes will be made, but they'll be fairly minor. And then we'll figure out upcoming when we'll do some more public input. Probably won't be until the sewer work on MLK is done, because we need to do some new traffic counts. And obviously with the road closed now, it's not a great time to do traffic counts.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, there will be changes, and there will be some work being done at some point. You'll see that this summer. This is a kind of a long-term thing then. That's my problem, is thinking long-term. You really do have to be you got to look 2-3 years out, don't you, Andy?
Well, for the project, we do. But when we're planning a road like this, we look like 30 to 50 years, which it's hard to have a crystal ball out there that far. And so we were looking at, you know, the volumes, traffic volumes pre-pandemic, and obviously we know things have changed, and we really don't know where they're going to stabilize to. So engineers are conservative because we don't want to be caught with, you know, not planning for additional lane or something. Like if you have a holiday dinner and you don't have extra food or enough food, we don't want to be caught that way, because we're making a lot of, you know, changes for with a lot of money.
Andy Kilpatrick, well, I know you have a busy day. You probably have a hard hat to put on and things to meetings to go. Do you ever wear a hard hat just to every meeting? You should, Andy.
I don't wear the meetings, but out in the field, definitely, yes. I'm the best.
Yeah. And it says it's got your little logo on the front. I'm Andy. I'm here. I'm in charge.
I do like it. A hard hat. Does have mine, but not in the
picture. Come on, man. I want that. Lansing Public Service Director, a good friend of ours, Andy Kilpatrick. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for your input, and we'll touch base again soon, okay?
All right. Very good. Thank you.
See you, man. 1320 WILS. Back in just a minute.